Morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 5th of October. Obviously, people listen because you like hearing about how to do this properly and successful. I'm going through a stage of having to do it properly at the minute because I am having an absolute bloodbath. I've done about two large in Japan this morning. I got beaten up last night. So you just have to ride these moments out. I know most of you would be headbutting walls and things, but it does turn round. But I'm having a bit of a struggle at the minute. I cannot get a goal to go for me, and I'm either like to take the Marseille game yesterday. We called it all perfectly. Goal goes in early, so I'm either in games like that where I'm waiting to get in at the prices I like, and I say again, not for value, but for risk reward purposes, and goals are going in early. And then the games I am getting in, I think they've got their boots on the wrong feet. Either that or they're coached by Poch. But we're in a little bit of a trauma at the minute. But as I say to people, it does turn. This is when you find out about yourself as a bettor and trader. You have to just trudge on. 5 to 10% drop in bank is not pleasant, but it's not something that is going to destroy me, so just bat on. But yeah, and those horses yesterday, they sort of summed it up as well, didn't they? Four that I were told were fancied, and they ran like cabbage. I had a couple at Dundalk, then had a bet at Dundalk, and one of my guys, quite amusingly, said, I thought after the way the horses ran, you'd have given Dundalk a miss. I wish I bloody had. What have we got today? Some of you will have noticed, if you on the website, cleverly worked out that the podcasts actually get transcribed. The developer was trialing some software which actually takes the podcast and puts it into text. And of course, these things are not perfect, and it seems to cope okay when I talk quite normally. But when I went in my rant on Poch the other day, I think it all went a little bit pear-shaped. But we'll keep playing around with that. It's like these things that Alexa and Siri, they're useless, aren't they? She's just come on now. Look, I've got both of them. Absolutely rubbish. She ain't got a clue what you're talking about. You ask her for a song, she puts on something completely different. They says you can search for things with lyrics. I do that. Don't know it. Haven't got a clue. And if you get Alexa and you add the Racing Post skill and add it, ask it for, you go on your Amazon account and add the Racing Post skill and then ask Alexa for racing results, and that's even worse. What won the 3 o'clock? She has not got a Scooby, and she tells you nothing run. Absolute garbage. People worried about robots taking over. If they can't play Changes by Bowie, they ain't going to worry about them taking over. Trust me. Useless. Right, we're about 2.5 hours from kickoff from Spurs losing another game. Haven't won away since January. I doubt it's going to change today. I think Brighton will have a bit too much for them. Right, let's have a look at some bets for the day. Tomorrow will be NFL day. What have we got? We have got a horse. Do we want him? Yes, 3:30 at Fontwell. Masterwork Winbet. 3:30 Fontwell. Masterwork Winbet. I think I've got a couple of others. Let me just have a look for you. Yeah, got one there, which is in the Not my old singing, see? Done a couple of grand, you still get up singing. Got to crack on, boys. Got to crack on. And girls, sorry. Oh, boys and girls. Severus Alexander. Win and place in the 205 at Gowran. Severus Alexander in the 205 at Gowran. And I've got one more. See, I've just got loads here. In fact, not loads, but another one. Again in Ireland, 5 o'clock at Gowran. High Sparrow. You can either back that win and place or a dob. I'm going to use that as the dob. High Sparrow, 5 o'clock Gowran dob. Right, that is it horse wise. Right, Fussball, Premier League. This might help if I get the match odds up as opposed to the others. I do think Tottenham too short, 1.87 at Brighton. As I say, haven't won away since January. Burnley, Everton. Fancy Burnley in that. I think Everton are too short, 2.58. I mean, Everton are like us, aren't they? You don't know what you're going to get. Liverpool, they're too big against Leicester. I know Leicester are improved, but 1.55. Liverpool are too big against Leicester. Norwich Villa, couldn't call it either way. I couldn't do anything with that game. I do fancy Sheffield United at Watford. I think they're half decent price. Again, Watford too short, it means something's got to be too big. I think Watford are too short against Sheffield United. There you go. Old Lee in Sheffield, you'll like that one. And West Ham Palace, I fancy decent game this might be. If I was having a bet, I'd bet the over 2.5, if I'm honest. I've got nothing match odds wise. I think West Ham, if they turn up and play well, could see them off. But Palace, Palace form this season's been, this year even, calendar year's been very good. So the sort of standouts for me, Liverpool are too big if you like 1.55 shots. Tottenham are too short, and Sheffield United, well, Watford are too short. I think Sheffield United are half decent price against Watford. And if I was having a bet at West Ham Palace, it would be over 2.5. Moving into the Championship, I do have a bet, and a couple of you have pointed this out to me, are on Ultimate. I actually can't believe the prices we're seeing. I feel like this is one of them games that something's up. There's got to be something that I am missing. But I do not understand for the life of me how Swansea, who are sitting top of the league, and are playing Stoke, who've got 2 points, are over even money. I mean, I do not know. I know this is a league where anybody can beat anybody. I mean, I don't know. Is there a key Stoke player that's legs have dropped off, or have they got no goalkeeper? I mean, I just cannot fathom it. So for me, Swansea are the absolute nap of the day at any 206. I mean, I've got them much, much shorter than that. I'm talking 1.6, 1.65. So it's one of those Swans. I just, as I say, you feel you're missing something. I've had a good scout around, and I can't see what I'm missing. But I'd rather be back in Swansea 206 against Stoke than I would be back in West Brom 1.87 against Cardiff. That's sort of, or Preston 1.69 against Barnsley. Swansea just seem massive today. I do not know what has gone on there. Fulham fancy for a first half goal, so 20 minutes in if it's 0-0 at Fulham Charlton for the first half goal. But the nap of the day in the Championship is Swansea versus Stoke. Going into League One. And this is turning into a funny old league for me. This one, we had some dodgy old results, but I think Fleetwood are too short at home against Ipswich. So if I was doing anything, I'd probably lay Fleetwood and get the draw on my side. The bet I liked was he says can't find it now. Where's it gone? Oh yeah, sorry. At the top, I was looking for Wimbledon, but it's at the top. AFC Wimbledon 2.36 against Rochdale. So AFC Wimbledon 2.36 against Rochdale is the home mention there. AFC Wimbledon. I know they've been on a bad run of form, but so have Rochdale, and I think AFC Wimbledon can drag themselves out of the mire today with a win against Rochdale. Looking at the numbers, and then into League Two. Where the good ladies team Exeter are flying high. Bear with me a second, it's just loading up. And they lost their last game, but in League Two, I like the look of Forest Green at home to Crawley. Forest Green, who are in fourth place, they're playing Crawley in 10th. And I think Forest Green are too big there. So Forest Green League Two. The nap of all those is Swansea, but Forest Green in League Two and AFC Wimbledon in League One are the mentions. Over the first half goal at Fulham. And then I've got a couple of 1.5s and a couple of 2.5s for you. So just bear with me and I'll get those up as well. Right, over 1.5. We are going to Scotland for over 1.5, going to the Scottish Premier League. I will just get the market up so I can give you an accurate price. Don't have Scotland. See, in the list of countries, they just put UK, don't they? I don't put England either, to be fair. I was going to have a dig at you Scots then, old Mr. Carrigan. I was going to have a dig. I couldn't. Got it sucked out of me. Right, Aberdeen versus Hibernian, over 1.5. So if this is nil-nil, sort of 20 minutes in, start drip backing over 1.5 goals and then remove your liability on a goal. Over 1.5, Aberdeen versus Hibernian. And then in Poland, and I know you love hearing me pronounce the Polish teams, the same bet, over 1.5 in Poland, and the game is that one, which is Lechia Gdańsk versus Zagłębie Lubin at 7 o'clock. Again, 0-0, 20 minutes, back over 1.5, remove your liability on a goal. So that is Aberdeen versus Hibernian at 3 o'clock in the Premier, Scots Premier, and Lechia Gdańsk Zagłębie in the Polish Ekstraklasa, over 1.5 goals. Over 2.5, we've got one in Russia at 2:30, which is Rubin Kazan versus FK Tambov. So over 2.5, Rubin Kazan versus FK Tambov. And in the championship, it is my team that is coming up. It is Nottingham Forest versus Brentford. So both those I would back the over 2.5 through the first 10-15 minutes. And again, remove your liability on a goal. So that is Rubin Kazan in Russia at 2:30 and Nottingham Forest Brentford in the championship at 3 o'clock. Back in over 2.5 through the first 10 or 15 minutes. Remove your liability on a goal. That is it. That is the lot. I've got nothing else. Hopefully my trading will turn around. There's not a massive amount of opportunities today, but we've got a few bits this afternoon. It'll come good. You just have to dig in. Got to dig yourself in, bed in. Get the old sandbags out and get bedded in. But it's not nice when you've done $2,000 by 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Hey-ho, crack on. I think Tottenham lose. It'll be another great day. Right, guys, that is it. I will be back in the morning with the NFL. NFL. That's it. I've got nothing else. Have a great day, whatever you're doing, and I will be with you all in the morning.